I've talked about my heart, having this heart attack several times, but I'm always willing to do it. It's really strange because the verse that's up there, when I had my heart attack, when I woke up, that was the verse that was posted above my bed. So that really touches me. It really means a lot to me. But I had a heart attack. It was a massive heart attack. The doctors had little hope that I would survive. They even told my mother and my husband that she may not make it. But the two of them, they didn't give up. They held on to their faith and their hope. And I survived it. I really did. But I was angry when I woke up. I was angry. I was angry at everybody. I was angry at God. I was angry at myself because I'm like, why me? What did I do to deserve this? But I remember my mother said a prayer over me. She didn't know I could hear her because I was in a coma. But she prayed and she was asking God not to let me die because I'm her only daughter. So listening to my mother say this prayer, it kind of... I was just really hurt. I was mad at myself because I'm like, I blamed myself because I'm like, I had this heart attack. Now I'm making my family go through all these changes. But I survived it, and I found this church. I did. I cry a lot because Taylor was the youngest. And I couldn't even remember her name. So this is really hard for me. But to think back what I've been through and how I survived this heart attack. And to look at my kids now. Last Sunday, the last two got baptized. So I'm truly a blessed woman. And it's when I had my heart attack that I realized one thing. God was trying to tell me something. He wanted me to have a closer relationship with Him. And I found this church. And I learned a lot about Him. I learned how to be thankful for what I had been through. And there's a woman here. I think she's here today. She told me that at one of the team retreats. She said, take the tragedy in your life, what happened, and find something positive. So that's how I survive every day, is thinking about my heart attack. But I always think about what positive came out of it. This. These are my blessings. All my kids, except for my oldest two, grew up here. We've made a lot of friends. We've learned a lot. And we are truly blessed. And God has blessed me in so many ways. He blessed me with Steve and Chelsea. As they said last Sunday, we're just like family. They are. I trust them with my kids. I'm just, all I can say is, you know, like this scripture says, I will not die, but I will live and proclaim what He has done. And He has made some miraculous changes in my life. I've met a lot of people. I've got lots of friends. I've learned how to depend on God no matter what my situation is, no matter what I go through. I can survive anything as long as I got God on my side. Thank you. Thank you.